是圣名，我们来讨论几个问题。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we'll discuss some questions.
第一个问题。
First question.
如果主持或结论没来。
If the person who is leading or concluding has not come.
30 to 40 minutes?
I think it's separate questions.
Oh, separate question. 那如果主持的或是结论什么没来
？If the person who is leading or concluding has not come，
什么意思
？What do you do？
主持没有来的就找另外一个人来主持嘛
？If the leading the person who is leading has not come， you ask someone else。
哦，主持的没有来就找负责人领嘛。
If the person who is leading didn't come, ask a council member to lead.
啊，如果没有负责人，就找那个、那个小组的负责人领嘛。
If there is no council member, ask the leader of that Bible study.
啊，如果那个小组的负责人也没有来，就请最资深的领喽。啊，如果不知道资深的话，就投票喽。
Or you can cast lots.
领会。大概只有我不会没有我只有我不会我会没有到位其他人都会到了、哦、不应该没有到了、哦、那如果结论的没有到的话呢、最好要有人勇敢做结论然后、哦、主持人啊或是领会的啦、哦、大家要有一个勇敢做结论
If the person who is concluding didn't come then someone should be brave and conclude such as the Bible study leader or anyone else、
有结论比没有结论好啦
除To have a conclusion is better than to not have a conclusion.
小弟说过了，如果你没有不晓得怎么结论，就把重刚刚大家讲的重点都这个讲的重点再重复一次啊，这个就是结论了。
As a last, you can also summarize the main points as a conclusion.
Yeah. If cook, 有的人提早30 to 40 minutes来怎么办？
If someone comes early, 30 to 45 minutes earlier, what do you do?
你怎么办呢?
What do you do?
你们说还是要开门啊?
You open your door.
还是要 welcome 啊?请喝茶。
You welcome them and give them tea.
不然怎么办呢?但是如果教会的聚会应该提早到了。
Church services, you should come early too.
那如果是小弟哦,提早到人家家里面去哦,我都在车子里面等了。
If I arrive at someone's house earlier, I will wait in the car.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为人家可能棉被还没有折好啊。
Because people may not be prepared yet.
可能还穿睡衣啊。
They might be still in their pajamas.
Yeah. 穿睡衣看到你可能不太好意思哦。
And if they're in pajamas and they see you, they might not be very good.
请换大声一点。
Okay.
谢谢你。啊、所以如果是家庭聚会提早几分钟比较好15分可以吗
Is 15 minutes okay?
太早了10分可以吗
10 minutes?
大家说大家说因为是你们家不是我家来
Please share because it's your house not my house
来你们觉得10分钟以前太早了吗
Is 10 minutes earlier too early?
15可以吗15分钟可以吗
Is 15 minutes okay?
来觉得15分钟可以的请举手
If you think 15 minutes is okay raise your hand
来请觉得15分钟你太早来了，15分钟，我还穿睡衣的，请举手。
15 minutes is still too early. You're still in your pajamas. Please raise your hand.
啊哈， okay. 那我们就请大家尽量在15分哈，因为是家里的，如果是教会要提早一个小时来。
Because it's a person's house, please come within 15 minutes earlier.
如何问问题引起发言的动机
？How do you ask questions that will instigate discussions？
这是最难的地方了。
This is the most difficult.
这个哈、哦，这个好像问一个问题：怎么样把这场家庭聚会主持的好啊、
哦、？This is like asking how do I lead a good Bible study.
其实哈、哦，我们当中很多人很会有发表的恩赐，也有问问题的恩赐了哈、
哦。We actually have a lot of people who have the gift of asking questions and sharing.
不一定每个主持人都有问问题的恩赐呢。
But not all Bible study leaders have the gift of asking the correct questions.
所以没有什么问题是不好的问题啦，除非那个问一些那个引起争论的问题，要不然应该都是好的问题啦。
So no questions are bad questions except for the ones that will lead to debates or arguments.
那有时候你也不知道你这问这个问题人家会争辩啊，所以也是很难讲，对不对哈
？But you don't know if your question will lead to debate. So
就是我们大家不要说，就是要尽量那个、哦、用参考的性质，不要。 一下就说哦，我这个我就是不要太主观的评论别人的对还是不对这样子啦。
So do not try and criticize other people's comments.
Yes, 哈、yeah. 那问题是整个查经的灵魂。
So、the questions lead the entire Bible.
因为查经主要就是在分享生命，那个问题就是激发人分享生命。
Because the Bible study is to share your life experiences, and the questions instigate that.
怎么问呢？来
，How do you ask?
谁知道怎么问比较好一点，可以让大家发言
？Can someone share how do you ask good questions that will lead to good discussions?
我觉得第一个可能要跟生活有关系，人家才比较懂得发言。
I think first we should ask questions that have to do with our lives.
第二呢，要跟主题有关系，才不会发言的离题。
And secondly, they should have to do with the topic.
这是我刚刚分享的啦、哦、
This is what I shared earlier.
还有没有其他的有更好的意见
？Are there any other better suggestions?
好，如果大家不发言怎么办
？What happens if no one shares?
请挖你发言哦。我们其实对不起，我的意思就是说，请人家发言呐、
啊。You can call on people to share.
我们当中有很多人真的感谢主，他们，我每次参加你们的查经，我收获都很多，因为你们有很多有神的恩典跟丰富生命力的人。
Among us, there are many who have received many of God's blessings and grace, and so they can share.
所以你可以拜托你欢迎一下好不好啊
？And I'm usually very touched by these people, and so you can ask them, can you please share your experiences?
如果那个刚刚出信的哈，你就少碰他了哈。你知道他平常都不太喜欢讲话，又刚信，那又很害臊。你偏偏说，哎，人家都发言，你为什么不发言呢
？But if it's a newly believer who is usually very quiet, you don't want to force them to share.
哦，给他们啊、哦，所以啊、适当的你请人家或者是事先预备人发言了、
So you can ask people to share.
Teamwork 有时候真的很重要，一张几个人一起来读，不错的。以后说不定职会可以想办法让三个人来统领一张，一个人主持，两个人发言。
Or ask people beforehand to share, or a suggestion can be to have more than one person lead one Bible study.
其实成熟的查经应该不用这样子啊、哦，因为大家都会准备。
But a mature Bible study shouldn't need more than one person to prepare.
有没有？大家有没有什么要发言的？来。
So、any?
有没有什么 comments?
Any comments?
Yes.
Supplements. So a lot of times in the beginning, if it's very quiet and you ask people who usually don't like to share, then it will lead to the Bible study to continue to be quiet. So when it's when the atmosphere is very tense, you should ask people who usually have more to share to start the sharing, and that will lead to a better discussion.
我觉得这个是很重要的技巧。
I think this is a good technique.
我们参加久了都知道谁可以发言，他有这个恩赐啊。不用想太久就可以发言、哎、
If we have been attending Bible study for a long time, we will know who has the gift of sharing, who likes to share more often.
尤其啊，常常安排做结论的啊，他们啊，有些人啊做结论的那些真的是啊，教会有选过了、
哦、Usually, those who are assigned to do conclusions have been chosen by the church before.
所以也可以请他们先发言，
也
没有关系。
So we can ask them to, we can ask them to share.
有没有其他的
？Anyone else?
下一题
Next question.
如何有问题如果有问题没有传道在解释不一定正确怎么办
So if there is a question and the pastor is not there and the way you answer is not completely correct what do you do
小弟还是主张不要争论嘿
I still say that there should not be debates or arguments.
争论真的不好了。哎呀，愉愉快快的、哦、 争论，除非真的跟教育有关系，我们一定要讲，或者是灵性有关系，或者是灵性会偏差有关系。
Unless it has to do with the church, unless it has to do with the spirit or doctrines, then we should not debate.
那你们可以把问题收集起来。
You can keep or write down the questions.
最后有一个时间呢，请长老执事来解释。
And have an elder or deacon answer them.
或是传道来解释。
Or pastor.
好，就这样好不好？
Is that okay?
有没有其他的
？Any other？
有人花言冗长或花言离题怎么办
？If someone shares for a very long time or shares on a topic that is unrelated to the chapter，
怎么办
？What do you do？
超过十五分钟了怎么办
？It's been over 15 minutes. What do you do？
这个有时候不太礼貌哦。
That's not very polite if you do that.
那怎么办呢
？What do you do？
私下讲啊
Talk to them privately.
私下讲，因为如果他虚心的话，他应该会接受。
If he is really, he will probably accept it if you speak it privately.
如果他不虚心，下次不会来了。你讲了他了，下次不来了。
If he is not sincere, then he will not come again. If he is sincere, he will take
what you say. 这是我们的损失，也是他的损失。
It's both of your responsibilities.
这是我们的 loss, also his loss.
Oh, okay. It's okay. Our loss and his loss.
Yes. 来，欢迎离题怎么办
？What happens when you when the topic when we go off topic?
也是私下讲了哦。
You can talk to people privately.
是不是？除非跟教育有关系，你一定要就是一定要讲啊，或者是跟灵魂有关系，那你要讲。
Unless it has to do with the doctrine or truth. If you speak privately, who goes to speak privately with the person?
不是有个故事吗？谁来挂铃铛喽？看谁愿意去挂铃铛喽？啊，如果没有人去挂，只好小弟挂了，不然怎么办呢？
If no one,
我要先问了，谁要来挂铃铛啊？
You can see who is willing, and if no one else is willing, then I will do it.
或者是职务会讨论啊，谁去挂铃铛啊？
Or the council can discuss to see who will go talk to that person.
是不是？这变成教会的问题了。
This becomes a problem for the church. I believe that if truth seekers are present during the Bible study and they go and the Bible study goes off topic, then it needs to be corrected within the Bible study and not privately because it will affect the truth seekers negatively.
这个弟兄姐妹在一起查经，我发觉有个困难，就是说，如果我们本身哈，不是长老哈，要纠正错误蛮难的。这是一个困难，困难度在这里。
Within a Bible study, I've seen that a difficulty is when there is a problem and there are no elders present. It is difficult to solve that problem.
大家认为他有公信力的就比较困难一点。这是我们的功课了，看主耶稣给我们智慧怎么处理。
This is our homework. We ask God to give us wisdom to solve this.
因为没有，如果没有长老执事传道，那要处理难题
Without elders, deacons, or pastors there, and we have to answer a difficult question.
有时候意见会完全相左嘛，对不对？
A lot of times the opinions will be completely opposite of each other.
信徒有时候不想要听谁的。
And believers will not know who to listen to.
因为变成就是，除非教会可以指定人说他讲的就是比较有公信力的所以有那样的人这样子。所以这个变成一个很难的地方了。所以如果真的是有慕道朋友也许可以私底下再叫过来谈一谈
So unless there are true seekers present maybe we can talk to them privately
因为假如有一个争论点对不对一个争论点那大家都在谈不同的意见的时候现在问题是我要弟兄姐妹要听谁的
so,
问题在这里
Because if there is a topic of debate or argument and people are discussing then people believers or true seekers will not knowWhose opinion to listen to and believe?
其实我们弟兄姐妹都蛮尊敬神的。
Because all believers respect and honor God.
那因为有一些工人很有职分，因为尊敬神会尊敬他的职分。
And because some workers have authority, and because
there was stewardship, 他们有职分，有stewardship.
Okay, because they have a stewardship, and so people will respect their opinions because if they respect God, the God that has given them the stewardship.
如果那个人当场也许那个气氛会比较缓和一点，这样子。
And if that person is among, or is on in the Bible study, then perhaps this, there will be more peace.
如果是我问题，可能还是一样在啦。
If it's me, maybe the problem will still be there.
但是我的意思就是说，所以我还是觉得说，如果他真的是跟教义跟灵魂有关系的话，可以提出来大家做不一样的 reference 这样子了，做不一样的 reference。但是每个人呢都不要坚持比较好。如果说在这种场合的时候，大家都，我这是我从圣经的了解。给大家做参考，这样子。
So if it has to do with doctrine, then it might be necessary to interject, but to give it as a reference and for everyone.
这是我个人的意见。
This is my own opinion.
要不然的话，不晓得要怎么办呢？因为这个，因为我们弟兄姐妹，因为大家都很爱神、很尊重，所以相对的会尊重那个职分的。就是这个是这个原因呢、啊，是这样。
Otherwise, it's a difficult problem to solve. But when there's an argument, people will respect those who have the stewardship.
但是不是说我们不要讲？我想我们如果用分享的方式来讲，给大家参考，我想大家都乐意接受不同的意见做参考。
I'm not saying we shouldn't share. If we express our opinions through sharing, I'm sure that everyone will be willing to accept what we share.
大家觉得怎么样
？What do you think?
那我们再来，怎么刚好跟你的问题一样，不同意见甚至对立怎么办
？If there are different opinions, what do you do?
不同对立不同意见甚至对立就怎么办
？If there are different,
暂时不要谈了，只会听见败坏的人。
If there are different opinions that lead to debate, then don't talk. Then stop the discussion so that other believers or truth seekers will not be affected negatively.
所以我在想，还是说我们是不是每个人都可以说我讲的，您做参考，用这样的态度，可能就不会 debate 了，好不好？
If we all share with the attitude that this is my opinion for your reference, then perhaps it will not lead to debate.
我们有时候不一定要站在真理一定在我这一边的立场讲话。
We don't necessarily always have to speak with the attitude that the truth is on my side.
也许真的真理是在你这一边呢。
Maybe the truth is on your side.
但是因为我们觉得真理一定在我这一边，就容易造成对立。
But because we speak with that attitude that the truth is on my side, then it will lead to debates.
真理在神那一边呢，
Because the truth is on God's side.
所以除非你能够翻经文，圣经上是这样讲，大家来想一想。就是这样子。
So unless you can turn to the Bible and say, this is what the Bible says, maybe everyone can think about it.
所以不同的意见可以讲，但是做参考。
So people can say different opinions, but say it for everyone's reference.
如果意见不合乎圣经怎么办？
What happens if the opinions are not related or are against the Bible?
这个真的要讲。
This you need to say.
但是也请大家这个谦卑的讲。
But say it humbly.
不要指责对方的讲。
And not to say it as a criticism.
我想谦卑的有耶稣基督的心肠更能够感动人，而不是我们讲赢了人家可以感动人。
So we say, when we say it with the attitude of Jesus, with humility, then we will be able to win others. Not necessarily if we say it with an attitude that the truth is on our side.
所以意见不合乎圣经请你讲给大家做，就是说我对圣经的了解，圣经第几章第几节，他的观念是这样。大家要思考。
So if someone does bring up points that are against the Bible, please correct them using saying that this chapter, this verse says this. Please think about it.
还有没有什么其他问题？
Are there any other questions? when people do bring up opinions that are against the Bible, it is important to correct them, because if you don't correct them, then they might continue to, in further Bible studies, they may continue to express their opinions that are against the Bible. But now a problem is that when you share something and people say that you're wrong, then what do you do?
所以小弟觉得查经哦，要讲别人讲对的地方啦，不要讲别人讲不对的地方比较好啦。
And so,
除非那个不对的跟道理完全违反了，那个对的你要把它拿出来多讲。啊、不是说、就我的意思就是说 positive reinforcement instead of negative reinforcement、啊、那个查经的好处就是大家都把对的一直讲、啊、不对的自然就被淡化掉了啦、
so、
我的想法是这样子
I believe that positive reinforcement is better than negative reinforcement, so when someone brings up a point that is good, then you build up on that point instead of picking out the points that were wrong、
如果说、如果我们常常用 negative 的这个不对，那真的很多人都不敢来查经，因为我讲都不对
Unless it really is against doctrine. But、if we continue to say that that person is wrong, then they will feel bad and say that, oh, I'm always wrong.
我还是觉得查经应该是通通可以讲，就是我们要一种 appreciate 的态度、啊、来讲真理、哦啊、也 appreciate 别人的参加、啊、感谢他的发表、啊、但是不是用我这个不对那个不对的态度在发表，而是我对真理的了解是这样，您做参考，是这样的态度了、哦
I believe that we should attend Bible studies with an attitude of appreciating people's opinions, and not an attitude that you're wrong and your idea is wrong. But we share our ideas with the attitude that, oh, this is for your reference.
因为这样会造成啊啊我们的灰心哈灰心嘿。如果常常说不对的话，会造成灰心呢。
Otherwise, it will.
因为我们弟兄姐妹 我 feel discouraged 因为我们弟兄姐妹不一定、啊、每个人在
people will feel discouraged.
因为每个人在发表的人不一定每个人都受过神学训练、啊、
Because everyone who is sharing some of them may not have gone through theological training、
啊、大家可能只是、啊、很热诚的想要把我的知识、啊、跟你分享
They might just be very want to very willingly share their opinions with、
啊、所以、啊、我们都用一种鼓励的、啊、倾听的啊、思考的方式、啊、彼此造就
So we use an attitude of encouragement to encourage everyone、
啊、这是小弟的想法
This is my opinion
有没有其他弟兄姐妹有没有什么想法
Are there any other thoughts from believers?
感谢主了小弟看我们的查经、啊、都有很多的造就
Thank God I believe that our Bible I see that our Bible studies are very edifying
如果有一些挑战呢、啊，啊，也是啊，主耶稣啊，啊，给我们这个学习啊，啊，彼此这个啊啊，看怎么样相爱啊，怎么样让道理能够啊，在我们当中更显明啊，这两个层面，一个是让道理更显明，那又可以彼此相爱的一个好机会。
Even if there are challenges, we pray that God will help us so that we can.Let the truth be known to all, and to have that we may all have a fellowship of love among each other.
Yeah. Oh, 有没有什么其他的问题
Any other questions?
Yes.
And they say, "What's that other tongue? How do I explain it?" Because I'm only six.Seven months baptized, and I really don't know.
How to explain to pray in tongue?
Yeah, explain why they because that, as when I came to church, this church, I had another tongue, right? So when this tongue was given by the Holy Spirit, it's better, right? So they ask why do they make this sound?
The sound was was given by the Lord according by the Lord. 这个声音呢、啊，他问说怎么样解释我们的灵言跟其他教的灵言不同呢？哈、哦，这个灵言是神给我们的。The tongue was given right by the Lord. There is an order in the church. We have an order in the spirit. Right? Do you notice that our tongue, the spirit move among us? We have an order. The Bible says the spirit of God has an order.So you got to be, and another thing is that when, When we lay hand, we will know that spirit is right or wrong.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, so you know that, right? Yeah. So laying hand is also one way we can tell. And this needs spiritual discernment. The Bible says you need to discern the spirit is right or is wrong. And discern need gift. So really someone need to help to discern. 可能在比较特殊我们就碰一中文的了那这个因为我们在西班牙我们这里很多新的朋友来像我们看到一个lady来她有一种灵是让小弟觉得可以怀疑的灵因为灵不要判断的太快那小弟是说是可以怀疑的灵那我们再观察那让她多听点道理 我们再决定怎么做。
And so there was someone who came who had a different, a spirit that we can question, and so this is why the question was asked.
如果没有其他问题，我们今天就到这里。
If there are no other questions, we will conclude here.
我们一起同心跪下祷告。
Let's all pray together.